Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform inside, our feelings, our words, our thoughts, and our actions, so does our world, so does the world. Across this country, across all countries of the globe, of dear Mother Earth. It starts with each of us by opening ourselves to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, exactly the reason we come to these meditations each day. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 146. The universe wants you to be successful, joyous, happy. Honor its messages. The universe wants you to be successful, joyous, happy. Honor its messages. Isn't that what you want? Whatever you call it, whatever you're striving for, whatever is your greatest desire, you are seeking materialistic things, relationships, career opportunities, places to visit that make you feel successful, joyous, and happy. This is our true nature. And we oftentimes seek it out outside of us, looking for things to fill this seeming void inside of us, as if we are filling up a treasure chest with an accumulation of things, of people, of experiences that make us feel successful, joyous, and happy. And have you ever noticed that oftentimes you can finally get that thing you've been desiring? Whatever it is, a house, a car, a clothing, a piece of jewelry. Take that vacation, that trip. Go to that club. And oftentimes, when it's over, you're right back to feeling that sense of void, emptiness. You see, those things are not the source of true success, joy, and happiness. The ones that stay with us, those materialistic things, possessions, if you will, those things to go after and master, to acquire, to create relationships with. These that are from inspired thought, inspired feeling, make all the difference. Those are the ones that when you do achieve it, you do acquire it, you do reach it, then you have a real sense of completeness, satisfaction, wholeness, that you feel inside as if you declared it good. You feel that. The other things are mental things you set out to do, and they don't really last. You get it, and then you can't wait to go get the next one. That's a mental idea rather than an inspired idea. And we are told in today's message to honor the universe's messages, to honor Mother, Father, God, your angels, your soul self, your intuition, your higher self, your heart self, whatever name you choose that works for you. It is about honoring the spirit essence of God that is within you. The universal calling that is within you. That voice of wisdom that is within you. That beingness who you are. When we follow those messages, those inspired messages, because message means inspired communication, as if you were a poet, as if you were an angel. Inspired, as in breathe in. You are being one, influenced by the breath of God. That's the voice you hear, the divine influence. Right out of Webster's, by the way. To be motivated by divine influence. To be affected to write, say, or do something. To have that feeling. To be aroused, to feel this something. When that's where the ideas come from that you seek to acquire, do, or achieve, or be, then when you do attain them, you will truly have inside that feeling of aha and ah and wholeness and integrity, because you are one with your higher self. You are one with the life force, power, and presence of the universe, Mother, Father, God, within you. Some call this the Christ center, the Christ essence. This is the voice to follow. And it's incumbent upon us to distinguish the mental mind, reasoning personality, ego self, that thinking self, from the feeling, all-knowing, higher self. And choose the latter. Choose to honor the higher feeling, the higher knowingness, the inspired divine influence within you. This makes all the difference in the kind of success, joy, and happiness that you seek and you attain. One, as we're told in all the great works, is everlasting. And the other is just like a Band-Aid. It's a quick fix. And it leaves us more thirsty, more dry than we were before. So that's why we're told to honor the universe's messages. So let's get clear. How do you distinguish the universe's messages from all others? You see, we get messages. We're bombarded all the time outside of us. Perhaps today in the 21st century, more than ever before, we have access to so many people's thoughts, thinkings, ideas, opinions, beliefs about what is right and what is wrong, what is working and what is not, and how you're supposed to be and act and think. The truth, dear ones, the higher wisdom is within. You can simplify it very easily. In the Bible, it says the word success, literally the word success, one time. And in the passage, it simply says to meditate on my word day and night. That's what it says. Meditate on my word day and night. So to honor the universe's messages, it should not be led by outside external forces, no matter how well intended. On some level, it's all propaganda. It's all to serve someone else's good. Buy this thing, do this thing, think this way, act this way, believe into my belief system, how bad it is, how the world's falling apart, how your world's falling apart, what it means that you've lost this money, that there are no, supposedly, the job market's drying up. The truth is inside. We are told, meditate day and night. That means come inside. Find the peace inside. Communicate with your higher self inside. Turn over, surrender, yield the outside thoughts of the world from people you know, people you don't, the so-called experts, even the appearance of innocent movies and TV programs. Surrender all that to come inside and commune, connect, be one with your higher self, your God self, universal intelligence that resides within you, that knows it all, everything that's happened before, now, and the present, and is possible. Come inside. Listen to the inspired messages, communication. And you can distinguish this voice from all others because it's a voice that is gentle, sweet, almost fleeting. It doesn't go on trying to convince you of anything. It may give you a word or two, an image, a feeling that seems to bubble up inside of you. It's this knowingness. We are told, come inside. Honor its messages, and they are inside. The voice, the inspired truth, is inside of you. And to meditate is what we are doing. Meditating takes on a couple of meanings. To meditate is to focus on inspired truth and words, as we are doing now. To focus your, in quote, thinking on these words, so you would be reading, if you are, or listening to words that are truly based on God's truth, God's vision, God's words, God's inspired influence, the divine. And removing yourself from the ever-changing, seeming chaos outside of you. So rather than getting caught up in it, being whipped around by it, you're flying above the fray, one with the divine breath of the universe. Being led by inspired feelings, communication, and therefore acting from this place. Sometimes it comes when you pull yourself away from this outside world in different ways. First, let's talk about how do you pull yourself away. Oftentimes, it's not that it has to be a lot of time. It could be throughout the day that you take a moment or two to just come inside. Feel yourself connecting. Connecting with the core of your being as you do meditation, breathing into your heart center, feeling that oneness, seeing that oneness and bringing yourself back into the rhythm of your universal power and presence within this place of divine love and peace. Other times, it's simply repeating perhaps a mantra, a short phrase, that brings you right back to that feeling, that knowingness, that truth. Especially when you feel distracted or tempted by outside influences. That also means your own mental mind starts to get caught up, hooked into the outside influences. Those things that bring up fear or greed, a sense of lack or not enough, or doing things to get things. That's when you know you've stepped off your path. If you are not totally moved from the feeling of divine love, you are not moving from divine influence. If your motive is something other than that, it's time to ask yourself, what am I doing? If you're not totally feeling love, then you are to ask yourself, who am I listening to? Because inspired messages are filled with peace and love. Remember, whatever you focus on is what expands in your world. If the message is something you need to do or should do or ought to have done, then this is from your mental mind, something that you have learned from others, taken on as true, and that's from an external expectation. It's your ego, not your heart, speaking to you. And messages can oftentimes come from others once you have, as if put in your prayer request. You come inside, you surrender all the outside confusion, be one with your higher self, share from a place of knowing all is well, feel the truth inside, expecting sincerely from your heart self that your greatest desire is unfolding perfectly now. And then you observe the outside signals. Perhaps you'll be led to go to a particular meeting or organization or group or place. Could be a certain corner. Could be a certain store. Something will catch your eye. Something will feel right. And you'll go there, and perhaps there'll be a person that has exactly what you are seeking, or know someone who does. Perhaps you'll hear a message that seems like it was just for you. You'll read a book. Perhaps you're led to a bookstore, and you'll seem to be guided to a particular shelf, and there's a book, and you pick it up, and it opens to a certain page, and there it is, exactly what you need. I'm sharing experiences I have truly experienced, and I know this is how it works. It's not hard. It's not you're trying to make it happen. It simply is. When you come inside and honor the messages from the divine that you are given, messages that are given to you for the whole reason you're here, to experience success, joy, and happiness. And as you experience more success, joy, and happiness, you emit this energy. You take action. that bring more success, joy, and happiness into the world for others. You are asked to honor the universe's messages, to show high regard and respect, to adhere and to accept. You can only do this by first connecting with the message, opening yourself up to receive the message, and then, most importantly, following the message. Not eventually, when it is given. You see, the universe only works in the now time. The now time. Not yesterday's time, not tomorrow's time, not some day's time. The now time. To honor the universe's messages, the inspired feelings, thoughts, knowingness coming through you, is to act on it now. That's how you show high regard. And that's how you receive the benefit of the message. Whatever it takes, dear one, when you receive inspired thought, act on it. Things will come up that seem to block you. People will say no who used to say yes. It's okay. Let them go. Do not get caught up in the distraction. There will seem to be more chaos in your life. Let it go. Rise to your moment now. Find your way to yes, to honor the message you're given now. All the other stuff is simply part of the process for you to align with your heart self and the divine rather than your mental ego personality. Do not take anything personal that seems to get in your way. Simply know it is a confirmation you are on the right path. That is their thing, not your thing. Love them and let them go and stay true to the honoring the messages you've been given. Do not get caught up in, how do I do this? What if it won't work? Show up. Honor the message. Honor the message. The way will be made clear. The how will be revealed. Your only job is to honor the message. Be at peace and show up. Follow up. Be present. This is how you achieve your heart's desire. What is in each of our hearts, what we're programmed to be successful, joyous, and happy. The universe wants it exactly that way for each of us, for you, starting today, from the littlest decision to the biggest one. This is what brings that absolute feeling of completeness and wholeness, not for just today, for years to come. It starts right now with your willingness to honor the inspired messages coming to you from the divine, from your higher self, from your heart self, from your angelic kingdom, from your team of guardians and guides, from your intuition, from your heart self, from your God self, your Christ essence. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to join me in meditation now. Breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Gentle in and out. Picturing from your inner eye God's breath being inspired by you. Inhaling golden white light. And as you breathe, feel it coming into your body temple. Feel the peace with every breath. Focusing on your heart center, feel inspired breath, breathing in the breath, the energy, the power, and the presence of the divine in the universe, connecting with the divine within you now. Focusing your attention on your heart center as you allow your inner mind to come closer and closer, deeper and deeper inside to the source of this true light and love within you now. This spark, this essence, this light of the universe, God intelligence, divine within you now. Notice the light and know you are one with this light. This light is who you are. This light is the light of God, who you are. This light is the voice of universal intelligence, wisdom, all-knowing, who you are. This light is the light of divine love, who you are. This light is your true divine nature, who you are. Allow yourself to rest here in this light, in this love. Simply be one, whole, in this light, in this love. Feel your entire being warming up from this light and love essence within. Feeling it radiate, stretching across, passing through, filling every cell and atom of your being. like a most beautiful shining star, sun within you, glowing brighter and brighter, stretching its rays across you now, 360 degrees to your toes and your fingers, the top of your head. You are divine love, peace, harmony, prosperity, joy, happiness itself. Feel the richness, the peace, the ease of this now moment. And now, as you are lit up from the inside out, a powerhouse of divine love, listen inside for the direction where to focus your attention, who to focus your attention on, where, who, what in your life, in the life of the world, would benefit from your sharing this divine love that's fully lit up within you now. And focus your heart and your inner mind, your entire being. See that place, that group, that country, that person, even yourself, in your mind's eye. Perhaps all of Mother Earth. See this place, person, or thing now in your mind's eye, and feel from your heart center this power and presence, this essence of divine love flowing continuously, easily and powerfully through you, like a laser beam from your heart center to their heart center, and spreading out all around them, embracing them with divine love. Feel divine love flowing through you, easily, powerfully, completely now. Pure love directed towards another by divine guidance. Raising the vibration to God's attunement, divine love is all there is. All is well. Feel the joy, the happiness, success flowing through you as divine love. Feel and see it being received. Know it is done. Simply heart to heart, communicating, inspired feelings of love. thank your higher self for making this opportunity now for you, for another. Coming back into your own heart center, knowing you've lost nothing, for you gave it from your heart and not your head. You have endless supply, limitless supply. Your heart is always full, filled with the love and the light of the universe. Resting here, consciously, another moment. And you consciously connect with the power and presence who you are. Feeling such gratefulness, aware of the power within you to lead you, the power within you to be successful, joyous, and happy. And in so doing, bringing joy, happiness, and success to the world, to whatever you focus your attention on. And so, dear one, it's time to come back and live your life from this place. Connected with the love and light who you are, and acting on its inspired messages now, right now, every moment of every day. So, as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowly feeling ourselves rising from within. Conscious that we are one with our higher self. With this love and this light that is always present here for us. Becoming aware of our hands and our feet, squeezing them ever so gently as you breathe into your heart and into your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla, invite her to tone this truth for us now.
The universe wants you to be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Act upon inspired thought inside of you. We are Christ essence. Thank you, higher self. Let there be the light of God. Om, Om, Om.
Yes, it is true. You are one with the light of God. God bless. Namaste.